Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time. "30 things that changed my skin simultaneously, and 30 things I'm so happy that I implemented before I turned 30. Hello, loyal listeners, and hello, loyal faces. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'm so happy to have your attention. Today's episode is episode to help celebrate my 30th birthday, which is so crazy. Last year, I did an episode as well about just like the things that I've incorporated to keep me young, to keep my skin fresh. And today, I'm going to dive in a little bit in the nitty-gritties of what I've done for my skin over the last few years, what I've implemented and why and how they've shown incredible results. At the ripe age of 30, I still want my skin to look 20. And I know I'm not alone here. I know that that's kind of everyone's desire, is to look as youthful as possible. And I mean, of course, people want that. So that's also partly why I'm sharing these tips, but also why this podcast and this YouTube channel is a resource for you guys. So that you guys too can feel like a young spring chicken for the rest of your life, as I know that is one of my goals. So by now, you know, my obsession with skin, my obsession with skin health, and of course the avenue and way that I can educate you. It's truly a passion of mine and truly an obsession. I think that's the best word. Passion, obsession are very interchangeable for me in this. So if you hung out with me before and you hung out with me on the podcast, you totally know that skincare is my jam. I'm not going to lie to you. I was very self-conscious of my skin growing up. And since I'm human, I still have insecurities of my skin throughout as I age, as things kind of surface. I've noticed and still notice in the past and now that my skin ages quickly and has experienced premature aging. But I also have learned my skin and have realized this is due to a few factors. One being that my skin is naturally on the dehydrated side. The other being my parents were both smokers, so I was exposed to secondhand smoke. And third, I didn't always use the best products, although I thought I was at the time, which I'm going to break down with you. And I know I'm not alone there. And I know there's so many people who have thought that we've been using the correct products, we've been using the right steps, when actually it's causing damage to our skin. So these three factors really did not do my skin, they did not help my skin. In fact, it was actually a triple threat to my skin. So why is this important? Like I said, it's really important to, for starters, to share that everyone has insecurities with their skin at some point in time, whether it's right now, whether it's in the past, whether it's in the future as you're aging. It's really normal, and it's unfortunate that it's normal, but I really want to hold your hand through that, to know that, like, no matter what stage, no matter where you are, no matter if you're a skin professional, like, we still have these insecurities. Secondly, because it's really important to understand your skin, this is where I really like to stress the importance of learning your skin and your skin type, because yours is so different than other people's, as we'll get into in this episode as well. But really understanding your skin will truly, truly help heal your skin. Even if you were not influenced by these specific factors that I just chatted about, you probably have your own factors. And I can assure you, with sharing my not so secret secrets here, this will be game changing for you, regardless if you relate to those three factors that I've had. Things that I'm going to list and outline for you guys are incredible tips and tricks, regardless of what your skin's at right now or what your routine may look like. If you're listening to this and you're in your young 20s or you're approaching your 20s, this is a goldmine. I'm telling you right now, this is a resource that is filled for you. If you're over the age of 30, do not worry, because these tips, tricks, suggestions, product recommendations, everything here, everything I talk about in this podcast and on my blog are still incredibly helpful for healthy skin, for healthy aging, for positive aging. These are still things you can implement. These are still things you can do and still products you can use. You don't have to be under the age of 30. It's never too late. It's, you know, I always really like to stress that. Of course, it's best to start as early as we can because that's prevention. But if it's something that you're just tapping into now, there is no problem. Do not feel like this is not for you. This is a resource. I really want to stress too, to the people who are younger, to start early. Even though you think your skin may be beautiful and fresh and everything right now, maintain what you have. I started really taking care of my skin at the ripe age of 23. And I just cannot imagine where my skin would be if I took better care of it before I turned 23. Because I can see and feel the results now. I can see and feel the results as I'm aging. And I know I'm going to continue to see and feel that, but I cannot imagine where my skin would be if I started before I was 23. So if you're a spring chicken, get on top of your skincare. As I had mentioned, and I know I'm not alone in this, I thought I was using the right skincare. I thought I was taking care of my skin properly. I purchased what was suggested at Clinique. I tried what my friends swore by. I wanted and made my mom buy the full steps of Proactive. I went to those oxy pads to dry out my acne. I even went to the dermatologist, who, by the way, at the age of 13, told my mom I needed Botox. I did all the things, right? All the things. But unfortunately, Clinique was not my answer. Using what my friends loved and swore by didn't really work for me. The oxy pads not only damaged my skin, they bleached my bed sheets, they bleached my towels, and they bleached my eyebrows orange. Yes, I rocked orange eyebrows. And instead of the dermatologist, who should have educated me on the acid mantle of my skin that needed moisture, instead of them explaining the pH of my skin and everything I was using and how aggressive and harsh it was, instead of being a resource and educating and suggesting a moisturizer, they suggested Botox, which again made my mom run for the hills, made me run for the hills, which then put us back to, unfortunately, the booths and the stores that are not properly educated. So it kind of put us behind the eight ball once again. That's why I am here to be a resource for you, is because I believe in education. I believe in giving you guys information and the suggestions that you need in order to have healthy skin. And so that, you know, you yourself, or even if you're a mother, you can help your daughter with their skin so that you don't go to a dermatologist and have Botox recommended to your 13-year-old daughter. Or that you're using product that is bleaching her eyebrows orange. So I'm here to be of service and to make sure that we're keeping the skin as healthy and the skin integrity as pure and healthy as possible. And of course, I love educating and talking about skin. So I also want to make note that if you're older than 30, like I said, these are still very relevant for you. And I continue to add these into my routine. Even though I've turned 30, I will continue to have these in my routine. And I will continue to use these to help me with graceful, positive, healthy aging. Okay, so let's get into the things that I added, I switched up, I did. If you are listening to this podcast or even watching us on YouTube, you know that there is a blog entry attached to this as well. So if you're more of a reader, that's totally cool, totally fine. But with this podcast episode, I'm actually going to go a little bit deeper into why these recommendations are helpful or where I saw the benefit from them. In the blog, I just kind of point blank, like 1, 2, 3, all the way to 30. Where today we're hanging out together. So I'm going to explain to you and show you some of the products as well. So if you're listening to this on podcast, you can also hop to our YouTube channel so you can see kind of what we're doing as well. So first and foremost, the very first tip and the very first thing I did was I switched to Arbonne makeup. Arbonne makeup is all plant-based. It's gluten-free. It's kosher. There's no additives. There's no synthetics. There's no parabens. There's no fragrance. The color that you actually see, so whether it's from your blush, whether it's from your foundations, your concealers, your bronzers, are all plant-based. It's all plant-derived, which is super great. The reason why this is helpful and why you're like, why are you talking about makeup when we're talking about skin, is because you can't just invest in skincare to have healthy skin. There's so much at play and there's so much involved where what you're wearing on top of your face and what you're wearing topically, especially for days on, like many days in a row, especially, we need to make sure that the makeup is as clean as possible, that it's not clogging our pores, that's not contributing to fill up our, the areas that we see, or contributing to dry our skin out, or filled with alcohol, or filled with all these nasty ingredients that are then almost reversing in a way what we're doing with our skincare, right? We invest so much in our skincare, we're investing so much in our serums, yet our makeup's not really up to speed. Doesn't really make sense. So really investing in healthy, good makeup is so important here to avoid the nasty ingredients, to avoid any skin problems. Number two is I switched the way I removed my makeup. This is also really important, and it kind of goes to number three suggestion, is because I use my Erase Your Face microfiber towel. So there's a few options. There's Erase Your Face, there's Danielle, and there's Lindo is the other brand that I carry. So it's microfiber, so it's super, super gentle. You remove with one fall swoop or even a few versus going like this back and forth. I have a few videos on this. I have a few things uploaded to show you how to properly remove your makeup. But removing your makeup saved my skin because it was a lot more gentle around my eye area. Eye area is where we see age the quickest. It's thin skin. So we notice our, fine lines. We notice the puffiness, darkness. But when you're doing it really gently, you're helping your skin. The other positive to that is this is really gentle for the skin. So you're not causing any micro tears. You're not causing more bacteria in your skin. You're not using something that's too aggressive or too abrasive, which is also really important for skin health. So these towels are fantastic and I swear by them. So that is the third recommendation and the third product that I'm talking about here. So step one is the makeup itself. Step two is removing it differently. So instead of doing this, I do this. And then of course, using the microfiber towels to dab my skin dry, which keeps moisture in my skin more so that less is evaporating off of my skin. So three already powerful tips you can use to change your skin. Number four is I exfoliated less. I have other podcast episodes on exfoliation, how to properly exfoliate, why exfoliating less is beneficial for your skin. But where I saw a result in this is we're always taught to exfoliate as much as possible to erase, to help the pore size, to erase the scarring, to erase the texture. Those type of words are often used with exfoliation. So not only was I exfoliating way, way, way too often, but I also was using a really aggressive, abrasive exfoliant, which is a double whammy of causing issues in my skin. So it caused micro tears into my skin, which bacteria sat in, which made me more inflamed, break out more. Fine lines were more prominent because I was scrubbing the living daylights out of my forehead because that's where I had the most fine lines and the deepest wrinkles. And it was just this cycle. So exfoliating less and using the proper exfoliant. For example, my Zoe is one of my favorite exfoliants. It's a silicone bristle brush, as they say, really gentle for the skin. You can put it with your cleansers. You can use it with an exfoliant, a gentle one, of course. And it's super easy to use and you can disinfect it. I have a blog about the Zoe as well. But again, exfoliating is really important for health and cell regeneration, but exfoliating too much can actually cause a lot of damage. So knowing how to exfoliate properly, what to use for healthy exfoliation is really important. Number five, Arbonne's Clear Future Spot Treatment. This was game-changing because as my skin started to purge and as I was, you know, implementing and changing up my routine, my skin was starting to purge, which is a good thing. And then using this, this is the spot treatment. The reason why I love this one so much is it's plant-based, it's gluten-free. Again, no parabens, no synthetics. Arbonne's a really great brand for that. The only thing that I find with spot treatments that I don't love, this one is the exception to the rule, hence me suggesting this one, is it leaves those, like the dry spots around the skin, right? Like it's disrupted the skin around the pimple because you're drying out the bacteria, where this does not do that. So I love this one because you can put it on overnight. It really quickly helps treat the inflammation, treat the pore size, or sorry, the actual inflammation pore, and it doesn't dry out the skin. So this is a really, really great option. These are essential, and I almost say everyone's skincare kit. I still keep this because the odd blemish from my period or hormonal or from, you know, after the holidays, eating, whatever it may be, this is a really great option to help treat the inflammation in the skin. Number six, I started wearing sunscreen, specifically Elta MD, every single morning. Every single morning. Okay, we hear about sunscreen being game-changing because it prevents, you know, sun damage, it prevents skin burns, those type of things, which is all correct and true. And I could sing it from the rooftops. And I have a few episodes about Elta MD specifically, and then why sunscreen is so important for healthy aging and skin. Knowing that, let's just say you know everything about that. You know about the, you know, UVB, which is the burning rays, the UVA, which is the aging rays. You know all the information on why you need to and why it's important to wear sunscreen for your skin. The thing that I really want to stress about Elta MD and why it changed my skin is because it's specifically formulated for skin and the skin types. So this one is normal. I hate that term in skincare, but normal to combination skin. So it's really focusing on hydrating the skin. It's really focused on that power punch of hyaluronic acid, and it's a daytime moisturizer. So it's a professional grade moisturizer. This one has a tint, so it's a CC cream, which means you wear less makeup, and it's formulated to help and enhance skin. So think of it as a skin treatment. Think of it as a skin moisturizer, your daily morning moisturizer. And the benefit and the bonus is that it has sunscreen. It's amazing. And a tint, whew, fresh. Like it gives you the fresh glow. It gives you this, like, you just have to try it. You hear me and Alicia talking about Elta MD all the freaking time. Might as well just invest because it's good. Okay. Number seven, the seventh thing that I added, I tried to do this in order for you guys of like what I remembered of adding or where I changed. And microneedling was absolutely game changing for my skin. Hugely. Microneedling is great for collagen production. So helping with fine lines, helping with wrinkles, helping with overall aging, especially because at that time I did not explore or get Botox yet or any filler or anything. So it was kind of like my stepping stone to start taking care of my skin and have aging in mind, but also to really treat my texture, to really treat my scarring on my cheeks and to help with my pore size. Microneedling is one of my favorite treatments. So you hear me talk about microneedling and you hear me talk about Elta MD. So they truly are game changing. I can't say enough good things. I do have a podcast episode about microneedling and a blog as well. So if you want to learn more about what microneedling is, the collagen induction therapy, please do your research. Please read. I have so many resources for you because microneedling is so freaking awesome. That I try to have as much possible so that you can feel as comfortable as you need to receive this service, because it's a brilliant, brilliant treatment. And it truly did change my skin. Truly. Eight, I stopped washing my face morning and night. I washed my face morning and night for years because that's what I was told I should do. That's what I was told when I was younger. That's what I was told when I was becoming a skin therapist. That's what I was told. It's cleanse morning and night, cleanse twice a day, cleanse. So I didn't think, I didn't use my own noggin. I didn't think, oh, I potentially can get away with just cleansing once a day. It wasn't an option to me, which is crazy. And also why I'm here to educate you, to help you understand your skin. Because if I had the resources and the support that I needed to understand that, I would have been like, my skin's really dry. Maybe I shouldn't cleanse twice a day. Maybe I only need 2 months a day. If I had that awareness and that understanding, maybe it would have accelerated my skin results quicker. So cleansing less often can be very beneficial. Again, this is where you need to listen to your skin. If you feel like cleansing once a day is not an option for you, that's fine. You can also work with me so that we can start implementing just the cleanse once a night, or like once a day at night. At night is always when I suggest to cleanse. But don't be scared to change up your routine. Don't be scared to do something differently. Just because you were told to do it one way, it's okay to be like, maybe I just need to moisturize in the morning. Maybe I just need to splash my face with water. Me personally, it did a world of a difference. It changed my skin. It's changed my routine. I know it's changed a lot of my clients' skin. So that's definitely another tip and trick that you can try. Number 9 on going on that cleansing tip, cleanse with cool or lukewarm water. I used to cleanse with really hot water because I thought it was better for my pores. It would open my pores, allow products to penetrate deeper, all these things. Where actually it caused more dehydration in my skin because water, our hot water especially, evaporates a lot quicker. It caused a lot more flushing and like redness in my skin, more heat in the skin, which I would trap in, which causes more inflammation. And if you have really sensitive skin or capillaries, then that's also potentially causes more damage. So this is where using lukewarm to cool water was better because it dehydrated my skin less. And once I put the moisturizer on or the serums on after I've cleansed with cool water, more water retention. There was more water retention in my skin. So like I had mentioned, even when I was younger, my skin needed moisture. I needed to be educated properly about my acid mantle. I needed to be educated properly about TEWL, T-E-W-L, which is tissue epidermal water loss, where that was the main concern that was going on with my skin. And what my main concern now, even 15, 20 years later, that I'm experiencing. So really making sure, like, something as simple, even these two tips themselves, something as simple as not cleansing twice a day and using cool to lukewarm water, those two things can make a huge difference in dehydrated skin types. So this is, again, where proper education and being properly guided is hugely important. And then, of course, moisturizing more. This is the 10th tip that changed my skin. Moisturizing more can look a bunch of ways. Like, it can be adding in a moisturizer. A lot of people do not use a moisturizer, which shocks me. It can be something as adding a serum that's moisturizing. It could be as simple as using a sheet mask or hydration mask that is helpful. I love the hyaluronic acid or a night mask. This is a really great one. So hydration, adding hydration to your skin really provides that youthful glow, that plump hydration. It also helps your skin heal quicker, and it helps retain moisture that your skin naturally produces as well. So it's hugely beneficial. If you have oily skin, you're like, oh, I have oily skin, like I can't use moisturizer. That's actually another myth. You need to use moisturizer because your skin is really oily and producing so much oil because it thinks that it doesn't have that support, that barrier. Where if you start using a moisturizer and you start implementing that into your routine, your oil production will actually slow down because it's being met and supported with a moisturizer. So do not be afraid of moisturizers. And again, any tip here that I'm helping or like explaining, if you need help with, you can contact me. I also do skin consultations, skin coaching. So this is where you can be like, okay, Danielle, I heard you say that I need a moisturizer, but I actually think my skin type doesn't need one. I can help you. Educate you on what moisturizer you need and why you need a moisturizer. This is game changing. The biggest thing with moisture, adding moisture into my skin, is I felt the difference. I didn't understand that my skin wasn't supposed to feel so tight and that when I touched my skin, it was supposed to feel dehydrated. I was like, well, I have dry skin. I have dehydrated skin. You know, my skin lacks moisture. It just is this way, but it doesn't have to be. So that's food for thought. 11. Clean your makeup brushes more often. I used to clean my makeup brushes, and I'm using that word very lightly because cleaning to me then was, you know, taking them and going on a towel and dusting them, or it was running them under warm water and squeezing them and that was it. Or it was just like a quick spray of alcohol And that was it. That's not, unfortunately, effective. And if this is what you do, I'm not calling you out. I'm not, you know, shaming you. This is why I'm here. This is education. You need to clean them more often, and it needs to be diligent. I mean, you need to use a proper cleanser, because whatever you're cleansing it with then actually lives in the fibers and then you're putting it on your skin. So what needs to happen is cleanse your makeup brushes weekly. You need to do it with lukewarm water. And I use baby shampoo because it's really light. I use Arbonne's. Again, it's healthy. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. There's no parabens. There's no perfumes. There's no heavy ingredients that I know is going to stick to the fibers. So this is really, really necessary. I have a blog about this with this step-by-step process of how to do this as well. Number 12, I really started to learn and started to focus on what I was eating and consuming. Internal health and gut health is absolutely, it is so influential in the skin. I cannot even, that water is so deep that like the food really influences how your skin heals, how your skin looks, the appearance, the texture, everything. So I started really learning what foods positively helped my skin and negatively affected my skin. I tread lightly because I never want to tie food to a negative feeling, emotion, thought, bad food, good food, those exchanges. But just remember what might, your friend could consume something and it affect you and vice versa. It's really about learning your body, learning your skin, learning your digestive tract, learning your responses, learning your allergies. I can't stress that enough. And to understand what you're consuming could potentially be part of your skin's response. And it doesn't just have to be pimples. It doesn't just have to be oily skin. It can be rashes. It can be fine lines. It can be wrinkles. It can be so many things. Your skin health is imperative to your gut health. They are absolutely connected. No doubt about it. And the other thing to note is some people react to things worse than you will. So understand that and learn your skin. And again, you don't have to where it's like, I can't eat X, Y, and Z, but maybe understand that when you eat X, Y, and Z, why the influences or why whatever happens and responds in your skin happens. It's just education. It's just knowledge. It's awareness. Number 13, professional products. Switching to professional products, medical grade ingredients and products is going to be its own episode, because there's so much to it and I could dive in really deep, but these are the main things you need to know. The difference between professional products versus what you can just get off the shelves, whether it's at Shoppers or Sephora, is because the ingredients in professional brands are resourced, sourced, studied, researched 10 times more than off-the-shelf products and ingredients. The other thing is the actual quality and sustainability of the products that are used in professional grade products is much higher. The other really important factor is that medical grade products that are sold to professionals have a DIN number, which is a drug identification number. That means that it is approved by FDA and it's approved by Health Canada to say, yes, this is safe to use. Yes, these ingredients will do what they say on the label. There is proof, education, facts, studies, white papers to back that up. And it can actually penetrate the skin. It can go past the epidermis, the first layer, which is really important because a lot of products, like, you know, I'm not going to say names, from Sephora, popular ones I hear often, they don't actually pass that layer. So yes, they may, you know, hydrate your skin from a very topical surface layer. But when we're using medical grade hyaluronic acid, it's actually treating past just the epidermis. It's going much deeper than just the topical. The other important thing is, since it's doing that, the result from a medical grade is going to be that much quicker. You're going to notice your result in a faster time period and at a safer rate. So there's so much to that. But again, that's going to be its own episode because I tread lightly because I don't like bashing ingredients or product names or brands, but it's just the facts that there are better brands than what's offered in Sephora. I'm just going to say it. It is what it is. And it's very common that people go to Sephora and they don't understand the value of professional products. But again, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm educating you. Number 14, change your products due to season. So this is important because, of course, in Canada especially, we're really dry in the winter. And then the summer, it's more humid. We don't need the heavy moisturizer. We don't need the same products. So changing that, it's an obvious, like you compare that together, right? It's just really obvious. Transition as it goes drier and cooler. We need more support and moisture in the skin. As there's more humidity in the air, humidity in the weather, we can lighten up on our moisturizers. Number 15, hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is my best friend. I love and swear by this. I really, really do. This plumps up my skin. It heals my skin quicker. It adds that moisture. It helps with my tissue epidermal water loss. It helps me heal quicker after my peels, after my microneedling, all of those things. PCA, hyaluronic acid, is my game changer. And of course, I do have a blog episode all about that and the specifics of PCA, hyaluronic acid. And I post a lot on my Instagram as well in my podcast here. No doubt it is game changing in hydration, in plumpness, in healing of the skin. 16 is, I started investing in PCA's oxygenation facials. So in the show notes, remember, there's going to be all the links to this, whether it's the blogs, the podcast, the booking link, whatever you need, it will all be in the show notes. But the PCA oxygenation treatment, the reason why that was also so game changing is because it provided oxygen to my skin, hydration like no other, instant glow, instant just like lock in moisture to my skin, but also has an antioxidant boost. The antioxidant boost is really great to help heal blemishes. Adding in the oxygenation, which plumps up the skin, which creates that blood flow and the hydration. That is something that I've been doing for years. I've recently just added the glass facial to our menu here at Inspirations Beauty Clinic. So that has been another facial that I've been doing on myself to lock in moisture, to hydrate and support my skin. Professional products and professional services are very important and game-changing to your skin results. I'm just going to slide that in there. Number 17, another little tip is consuming collagen daily. So over the past few years, I've used Arbonne's Collagen Skin Elixir, and then I've started using this Collagen Boost. The reason why I love these two products is because they have hyaluronic acid and collagen boosters in there to help support, repair, and create healthy collagen in your skin, your hair, your nails. It's an internal way for healthy aging, an internal way for healthy hair, healthy skin. I also have a blog and podcast about collagen, the supplements, where to source it, what's best for skin, that type of thing. But introducing the collagen into your routine is game changing. Everything here I'm recommending is game changing, but collagen specifically. Arbonne, I use a skin elixir. And then that one that I was just showing you guys is from Nanton, which is also a company that I retail here. It is a resource for you. Okay, number 18, I started introducing a retinol into my skin. I did this when I was 25, which is a good age that you can introduce it to. You could go a little bit younger if you notice premature aging, like I could have. It's really important to know what retinol you're using, how to use retinol, and how to incorporate into your skin routine. Again, this is where I can come in and help you, whether it's through skin coaching or skin consultations, but making sure that we're pairing proper products with your retinol and making sure you're wearing a sunscreen and that you're using the correct formulation for your skin. So that's really, really important here. Okay. And then the other one that I was talking about a little bit earlier was professional services, where this was professional extractions. That was game changing because as we age, our skin thins out and our pores become larger and they become more noticeable. So we need to have them properly extracted, no picking or popping, properly extracted so that the pore size itself can continue to be healthy and then the oil production can slow down and that you're not scarring your skin. So this was huge. This is game changing. Almost every facial that I do, almost every single facial I do does extractions. So if you haven't had extractions, this is something that you really need to do for your skin health in general and for aging, because that's something that I notice people say a lot too, is that they notice their skin, their pores are larger. Especially if you haven't been doing something to treat them, you're going to notice it. Not even just texture, not even just appearance, but in size and oil production. Okay, number 20, being mindful of sun exposure. You're probably like, why the heck was this not noted at the first top one? And like I said earlier, it's because I was putting it in order of when I started taking care of my skin. And I can say this, I'm like trying to hide my face and cover up, because I used to be a sun worshiper and I used to go in tanny beds. Yeah, your jaw's on the floor, as I'm embarrassed to say this to you. But I was, I've been there. And I still love the sun, guys. I still love a pool day. I still love a beach day. I still love the hot weather. I would live in Miami. I would live in Hawaii. I would live in all these tropical places. But the important thing here is now I'm very mindful and sunscreen is my best friend. And tanny beds are absolutely nowhere in this possibility. They're just not. It's not a thing. That's my past. It's forever in my past. And it's just not something that I welcome in my routine. Being really mindful of your skin or your sun exposure to your skin is not only being mindful of not going to the tanning beds, but also how long you're spending outside, your SPF, the coverage your SPF has, if it's SPF like UVA and UVB. There's so much to that, and exposing yourself less, during certain hours, peak times, those type of things are hugely, hugely, hugely important. I love a good sun-kissed glow. I'm not gonna lie to you. There is something in my head that triggers me to be like, ooh, it's beautiful, it's sun-kissed, it's, you know, sexy, it has this element to it. I'm not going to lie to you. But that's where a great self-tanner and even a spray tan can come in handy, that doesn't cause epidermal damage or worse yet, cancer, right? I hate to say that, but we do really need to be mindful. And sun really, really accelerates our aging. It just does. And 21, my suggestion and what I've done to influence my skin is Botox. Botox on injections I started getting when I was 27, maybe 28, 27, 28. And this is a very controversial topic, and it shouldn't be, in my opinion. I really want to be a place that can talk about this authentically and be a place that can be a resource to you. It needs to change that we can't have this open conversation about it, because it can be hugely impactful and beneficial for skin. And I have some clients that are like 100% for it, inject anything in my face, do any filler, do anything. And then I have the ones that are scared of it and they're like, no, I want to be natural. I don't want that. The biggest thing I can tell you guys is there's no right or wrong option. There is no right or wrong. If you want Botox and you want fillers, fill your boots or fill your faces, as they might say. If you don't want it, that is totally cool. There's no judgment and there's no right or wrong. So we really need to start understanding that. The other thing that I really want to educate and share here is that if it's done properly and there's more than the factors of just the client being like, I want my face filled with Botox, I want my face to not move, the injector needs to look at things as a whole and look at that client as a person. And I'm not saying that people don't. There are some people or clinics that don't, but it's really important to look at this, the patient as a whole. This is where it can go on the heavier side, or the side that doesn't look as natural or as good or as healthy, is if the physician or the injector or whomever is not being mindful of that. If the injector or the physician is being mindful and is taking everything in consideration and helping that client and educating that client, it can be done beautifully, beautifully and naturally. So much so that I always say good work is work that you can't notice, right? So let's really take the stigma away, however and how much people want to do or don't want to do in the Botox world and the filler world. There's no right or wrong. Yes, it helped me in my skin. Yes, it was an avenue that I love for my skin. And yes, it is something that I'm going to continue. But no, it is not something that I push. And no, it is not something that is a requirement. It's truly whatever you want. The biggest thing and the biggest way I educate clients about Botox fillers is to learn and research and know where you're going, know the quality of the work that you're getting, and ask questions, but also know what you want. What are your skin priorities and what are your insecurities that you want help with? And go and stick with that. Really important. 22. This is the next tip, education. Okay. So I researched a ton and I learned a ton about my skin. Mind you, it's also my career. So I'm not expecting you to do the research I did. I'm not expecting you to spend hours that I did. That's why I'm here. That's why this resource is for you. That's why my podcast, my blog, my YouTube channel, my Instagram, my reels, I try to be the most authentic and the most resourceful resource that you have access to. Two books that really helped change my understanding of skin is Eat Pretty and Reverse the Signs of Aging. And that was by Dr. Nigma Taleb. Great resources, great ways to learn information. There's so many books and things out on the market, but that's not saying that you have to go home and do that research. You can listen to my blog, listen to my podcast, read my blog, have that resource for you as well. If you know you don't want to source it and you want it from me, that's totally cool. But education, the reason why that is so important is because that's what really facilitates learning your skin type and knowing what's best for you and your skin and what feels good to add. It's all about being educated, so much so that you feel like your own skin master, as we talk about in my podcast, but so much so that you feel good with what you're adding and you know the reasons why you're adding what you're adding. The more educated you feel about your skin, the more supported you feel, the more likely you are to continue with your skin habits, skin routines, but also the better your results are going to be. It just is. And number 23, my tip number 23 that I added was I switched to silk pillowcases. Silk pillowcases are less abrasive for your skin. It absorbs less of your products and less of your oils, so it actually stays on your skin more. It creates less crinkles. So when you lay down, since the silk is a lot smoother for your face, creates less pressure, less crinkles and wrinkles in your face. I get mine from Bed Bath & Beyond when they're on sale and Amazon. So really great options for you there. I also started really incorporating a lot more facial massage and stimulation into my skin. I try to do it as often as I can. I don't do it as often as I should, but I definitely try to do it. So whether it's a quick little lymphatic or it's a lifting or it's a just rub my serums, my oils in my skin, I try very, very hard. I also have a podcast episode called Massage Me, and that has a lot of benefits as to why massaging your skin helps firm it or helps tighten it or helps the blood flow or helps with healing. Those two things. And I do have some videos, of course, about some facial technique as well, massage technique. All right, where are we going now? 25. So 25 is adding LED home options. So I have two that I retail. I don't have the other one near me. The one that I retail is the handheld. You actually directly apply it to your face. You can use it over your serums, your masks, your cleansers, your moisturizers. This has three color options. It has blue, red, and orange. Really great for firming up the skin, killing bacteria. This was game changing because it is so versatile. Because if I had a blemish or I had too much oil production, I can use the blue light on the areas needed. Because I'm very expressive and because my fine lines are just more prominent and I age quicker, I use a lot of red light for collagen build, for penetrating my products deeper into my skin. The orange is really great for pigmentation, sun damage, scarring, those type of things, really great option. So it's so versatile. Again, you can use it over your serums, over your products, or just on its own. And the LED mask option, I call it like my Lazy Susan. It's literally like a mask you put on and then you can change the color and use it. Each color of LED does something differently. It has different properties. Again, that's something that I do have a podcast and blog about, but you can research and you can learn so much about why LED specifically is super helpful, and that you'll see an amazing, amazing benefit from it. But that has been game changing because it really took my skincare home care level up a notch because it penetrated my products deeper. It gave my skin more stimulation. It can tighten and firm up my skin. Number 26 is wearing less makeup has actually hugely improved my skin. I can fake the pandemic for this because I wear less makeup. When I'm at work, of course, I like to glam up sometimes, but in general, I'm wearing less makeup when I'm actually glammed up and I'm not putting it on every single day. So that's hugely beneficial for my skin. Number 27 is no picking. I've never actually been a big picker. I've never really been a popper. But there were the odd times that I did. Now it's a non-negotiable. Now I learn how to properly treat my whiteheads or my blemishes. And icing them is a really great way to help fight the inflammation and to help heal the blemish so that you're not popping and picking. But popping and picking causes trauma to the skin, causes scarring, causes redness, all these things that we don't want. So not picking was also a really great thing that I made a very, very clear an agreement to myself that I would not pick or pop. Number 28. Ooh, this is my pore minimizer. So this I wish I added a long time ago. It's only recently been added like 4 months ago, 5 months ago, maybe. This is something that I really wish I added in forever ago. It's a pore minimizer serum. Again, as I age, pores have been one of my biggest things that I've noticed along with my fine lines and wrinkles. So this has been hugely beneficial and I love the consistency of this. The other thing is facial oil. So I was 29. Facial oil is another product. Really great for lubrication of the skin, really great for hydration, for healing of the skin, to help with blemishes, to help fight free radicals. It's a great glide to use when you're massaging your face, whether you're using a tool or not, whether you're using your LED, you can use your LED with your facial oils. You can just do it as a simple stimulation for your skin, hydration, all of the things. It's really great. The best oil to use are like pure pressed or organic. Arbonne has a few oils that I absolutely love. So those are really important. And number 30, the 30th tip, the 30th trick that I've implemented before I turned 30 that, oh my God, I wish I did forever ago is Morpheus 8. Morpheus 8 is going to have its own episode in 2 weeks from now. It is game changing. It is game changing. It is game changing. And it's something that I really wish that I did earlier. Fun fact about Morpheus 8 is that I was actually researching Morpheus 8 because I wanted to get it done for myself, before my wedding. So I was looking at other clinics to actually get it done. And then I was like, you know what? Might as well go to a conference to learn about this. I have clients asking me, I might as well learn so I can properly educate clients. Then I'll go to a clinic, get it done. And then I can properly educate my clients and then give them a place to go to. Then of course I go to a conference and I'm like, well, shit. I need to add this to my clinic. So I did, which is so crazy. But it was one of those things that I saw, I learned about, and I was like, oh my God, I need this. And I cannot say anything other than it's amazing. It's amazing. And you need to listen to that episode coming the next few weeks. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, you would have seen some results. You would have seen it being done. It's amazing. It's so fun. It's such a cool treatment. So those are the 30 things. Those are the 30 things that I did, have done, changed, implemented, added, whatever. So what do you think? Are you overwhelmed? Are you excited? Are you like, oh my God, I want to try Morpheus 8. Oh my God, I need LTMD. Oh my God, I need hyaluronic acid. Yeah, I feel you. That was where I was at. Once I started like adding things and seeing results, I got more and more addicted. So I feel you. Take a few of these suggestions. You do not have to do all 30. I took my time. This is things I implemented over from the time I was 22, 23 till now. So it's something that I've added. This is a resource for you so that you can pick whatever your top favorites or your top favorite suggestions that you think are easiest. And always start with what you can actually implement and do. The biggest challenge and the biggest mistake I see is that trying to do too much at once because it's daunting, it's scary, and you won't stay committed. So pick a few things. If it's sunscreen, avoiding the sun, and maybe reading a skincare book, pick those three. By all means, that's still benefiting your skin. That's still giving you a result. That's still adding to your skin routine and helping your skin age positively and gracefully. So whatever you can do for your skin, take a few of these tips and you're going to see and feel a result. I hope this was helpful. I hope this got you excited. And like I said, if it's overwhelmed you, just take a few of the tips, take a few of the tricks and implement them. If you want to learn more, you want to learn more specifically about your skin type, please contact me. I do skin consultations. I do skin treatments. And we do skin coaching as well. So whatever is best for you, whatever you feel is most suitable for your needs right now, by all means, get in touch. I am so grateful and so thankful for you hanging out with me on this episode and hanging out with me on this podcast and YouTube channel. So you guys are incredibly awesome. And we'll chat soon. Stay internally and externally beautiful, all you inspirational beings, and we'll hang out soon. Bye for now.